Loving Beyond the I Do podcast
is produced and sponsored by LegendaryRelationship.com.
All things marriage?
All the time. For those of you who live in the Chicagoland or Northwest Indiana, our guest speakers last week, Marlon and Lisa Crawford, will be doing a workshop at Christ Universal Temple this coming up Saturday, January 25th, 2020. Please join them and hear their story in Don't Settle in Your Marriage, But Soar. Again, they will be putting on a workshop titled Don't Settle in Your Marriage, Soar, at Christ Universal Temple, 11901 South Ashland Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. If your relationship is important to you, you want to be there so that you can learn how to take your marriage from settling to soaring.
Enjoy the show. Let's get ready to set some marriage goals for 2020 vision. Cue the music.
Welcome to Loving Beyond the I Do podcast. This power couple is building stronger marriages one day at a time. Talking about real issues on love, relationships, and marriage longevity. Let's break down the barriers and engage in healthy conversation with your hosts, Jason and Tina Marie. Take a seat and buckle up because things are about to get real.
Welcome back to another episode of Loving Beyond the I Do podcast with your hosts, Jason
and Tina Marie.
It's the beginning of the year by the time of this release. And we were in a conversation and we were thinking about it's time for us to start setting our goals. Individual goals as well as our relationship goals.
So in the process of us talking, we realized that in 30 years of marriage, we have never actually sat down and made relationship goals that that really pertain to both of us. Usually at the beginning of the year, like I have my goals and he has his goals, and we may discuss them or talk about them, and we support each other in them, and we know kind of what we want to do together. Hey, let's get this done. Let's get that done. But we've never actually taken the time to sit down and discuss what we want better in our marriage and what we wanted to do to make it better. So we never really actually sat down and created an actual goal for our marriage.
So now we're going to be intentional with our relationship. This year we decided, you know what, this is 2020. It's just something magical about this whole 2020 vision and new decade. And we said, we're going to make an intentional decision to focus on our relationship. And we're going to do that by setting a relationship goal
in the areas that we want to be better. So even though your relationship may be okay, or as we've said before, your relationship may be on automatic cruise control. So we have to take it out of, what is it, manual? Automatic drive? What is it? Take it out of cruise?
You're going to take it out of cruise control.
And then start driving our marriage again. So Jason and I are going to take you through the process in which he and I have created our New Year's resolution for our marriage.
All right. So first thing we did was we had a conversation and we talked about the areas in our marriage that we wanted to improve.
The things that we felt that we needed to work on. And it's funny. It's a story behind it. So we came up with...
Well, no. We got to tell them exactly how we did it. So we picked about...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we sat down and we talked about the different areas in our life that we wanted to work on and wanted to improve.
So Jason wrote some and then I wrote some because...
Right.
Each person each person has a different perspective. Right.
But as we were going through it, we were having a conversation about, you know, where we were with each thing that we thought that was important. So everyone's voice was heard in the relationship. We put it in a hat.
You sound as if there's like a bunch of people in our relationship. Everyone's voice was heard. How many people are in this relationship?
Well, I'm going to speak for the man. My voice was heard.
Okay.
All right. So after doing that, we took about four suggestions.
We wrote them down.
And we folded them up on a piece of paper and put them in a hat. We just picked one. And we both agreed prior to pulling it out of the hat, that this is what we were committed to. Whether this, it was, you know, my original idea.
Or my original idea.
This it did is, not matter. This was now our idea and our goal to work on.
And that way it was neutral, because if he put in two ideas and I put in two ideas, then that way, whichever one we picked, we know that it's not biased. So this is something that, okay, we both agree that these are the areas that we need to work on. And so therefore it's going to be neutral in how we pick it. That way one person doesn't feel slighted.
Yep. So we put it in a hat and we picked, and we came up with
reaction. So I can tell first my story now?
First thing I want to say is the universe does not make a mistake. So the universe knows that we really needed to work on reaction. Now you can tell your story.
Okay. So the funny thing about reaction is that Jason and I last year?
Yep, last year.
So we had made a list back then. We said, okay, we wrote a list of things on our refrigerator, and we said, these are the areas we need to work in. And we just, you know, kind of put it down there just to say, make it better. We accomplished some of the other ones. And then when we got to reaction, and for those of you all who know us, I had shared some of these stories with you. We were like, oh, reaction. Oh, no problem. We're going to be finished with this. We're going to conquer this within like a week or two. So I just want to tell you that after like 2-3 months, 4 months, 6 months, we just gave up.
Yeah, we put that thing on the shelf. Yeah.
So we never really accomplished what we set out to do. Like, okay, in the beginning, it was a little bit better. And we were more like
conscious of what we were doing and how to react to one another.
Right. So when we got a reaction that wasn't good, we were like, okay, watch your reaction. And that's what I'm talking about. Your reaction.
But when we did that, we had to start over.
Right.
So whatever time we had built up, it's like you're starting from scratch again.
And so we could not move on to the next thing until we had actually come to an agreement in our place in our marriage where we knew that, okay, we're at that place where our reactions are good enough that we can move on into something else, another area. And we never moved on.
And that's why I said the universe does not make any mistakes, because the universe knows that we need to work on reaction.
So I was telling a friend of mine, I was like, boy, this reaction thing, it's pretty hard. You know, you think, oh, reaction is nothing. Okay, I can just handle it. You know, it's not. But once you become conscious of the things that you do, it kind of sticks out. It's like, wow, like we really have, you know, some work to do in this area. And I think that's because we get comfortable with our mates. We may even take them for granted. So therefore, when we're reacting, we're not really thinking or being conscious of the reaction.
Like an example, like something as simple as, you know, Tina may call my name. You know, I may be busy or distracted on something else. And she goes, Jason. And I go, what?
Exactly.
And then that's it. And, you know, I didn't blew the reaction.
Or I'm upset with my daughter or work or whatever. I'm upset. And then Jason goes, well, how come you didn't do XYZ? And so my reaction to him saying that is not a loving reaction, is not a good response. It's more kind of I'm already upset with something. So my reaction and my response is a reaction that how I would want to react or respond with my mate. So therefore, then we had to start over. And sometimes we don't even see that we're doing it. So I had to remind Jason, and he had to remind me of sometimes the way we were reacting. He would look at me sometimes and be like, oh, your reaction. That's a reaction. It's so funny because you don't even realize it. It's like you get so comfortable with the person that you're married to or that you're dating that we don't take the conscious effort to stop and think about how we respond before we respond. When we're at work or we're in the street or we're interacting with other people, we kind of we're conscious of what we're going to say. We try to deliver it in a nice way. And we don't do that with our mate.
Yeah, you can also say that respect is kind of wrapped in there as well. Not so strong. Reaction is a part of respect.
It's not that I didn't. It is definitely wrapped in there.
Right.
And
true.
It's not that we don't respect each other. It's just that
we get caught up and get lax, and sometimes we say things that we really shouldn't say to one another in kind of a smart, sarcastic type of way.
Very much.
Or whatever the case is.
And so then we end up hurting that person's feelings. And then the next time when we say something, they're still remembering that and they're still holding that feeling. So then therefore their reaction to us this time is maybe the same reaction that they had last time.
And I know our circumstances are different because we actually run a business together. We live in the same house together.
We work out together.
So we spend a lot of time together. So,
I would say 18 hours out of the 24.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we don't even like ourselves that much. We can't even get along with ourselves, no less someone else. So we get on each other's nerves. I know I get on hers and she gets on mine.
No, honey, you don't get on my nerves.
Hey, I'm glad to hear that. We have an unusual or different circumstances than most couples out there. You guys have that a long time where you go off to work or you go off to your own space and do whatever. We just spend a lot of time together. So it's blaring when we set that goal and then we react. And it's like we always starting over. So it's always failure in the beginning. We a day or two go by and we're feeling good. We're on a high and then something happened, whether it's the office.
That comfort
or,
zone.
Right. It's either something at the office or something at home. And then boom, and we have to start over. And it's very disheartening when you work so hard and it's only been a couple of days and you feel like you've had some, you know, a little win, but you haven't.
And I think the most thing is that you think that everything is okay until you actually set this goal and you go, wow, are we that bad? Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes again, we get into that comfort zone and we may be responding to each other and someone else is looking and hear it and may take it some another way, even though I know he may say something sarcastically and he doesn't mean it negatively, but outside ears may view it differently, which let us know that, hey, what we're saying may not be the right way to communicate with one another. And even though it's a reaction, it's still part of communicating as well. So this one thing ties in so many different areas that lets you know this is where you need to start. How do I react to you when you're saying something that I don't like? Or how do I react to you when I'm feeling a certain way and then I take it out on you?
You can react a certain way just based on your day at work or your day at home, whether you're with the kids or whatever.
I was just going to say, and I know our perception. So I may say something and Jason's perception of it is not the way that I'm giving it. And I know that I have areas that I need to work on that I don't like about myself. And knowing that, it helps me to understand that, okay, because sometimes I have a way of saying things and I don't mean it that way, but it comes across that way. And so I'm working on trying to project what I'm saying in a different manner so that it's taken in the right way. So it helps me to not only work on my personal goals, but it also helps me to work on a goal in our marriage.
That brings up another point, because what we found out in working with these goals is that we need to do it individually as well. So I need to become a better version of myself so I can be a better husband in our relationship. I need to become a better version of myself so I learn how to react to Tina when she says things when we're having a conversation.
So I'm glad that's on tape. So when I say it to him, I can say, honey, that's just what you said. I'm just repeating what you said. So I'm glad it's on tape.
Okay.
It's not. That wasn't me telling you what you need to do. That was you telling you what you need to do.
Right. And also, if you get called on the carpet on some of the things within your goal, you have to just bite the bullet and eat that. But you may be wrong. If you have an agreement that reaction is what you guys are working on, like us, our agreement is reaction. And I get called on the carpet because I blew it, I have to own that. In order to own that, it's like, okay, yeah, I made a mistake. And yes, we have to start over and we have to, you know, go from the beginning. Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. But what I learned, or what we've learned from the first time, is don't get so discouraged. Don't try to make this a quick, easy win. Let's say we're in it for the long haul. We got 12 months to deal with this.
We're going to give you some suggestions and techniques on what you need to do or what we did to help in our marriage that you can follow along, adjust, or, you know, deviate from. It's up to you. So first of all, you need to set a date. That's the first thing. So most people say, okay, I want to lose 5 pounds by February. So you need to come up with a date as to
a planning date. Well, one, you have to plan it all out and have a conversation.
But your date should be, we would recommend you do 4 weeks. That way, even though it can be a long-term goal, you're setting yourself up for success because you're not stretching it out so far that you have to think so far in advance. So let's do 4 weeks. That's you know, a month. And each week, you're going to have a goal that you need to attain. And we suggest that you work backwards.
Working backwards. And what does that mean? That means that you're going to go for the quick, easy, low-hanging fruit, the for sure wins. Whatever the goal is in your relationship, you're going to pick the small, for sure wins that you can.
So we suggest that you work backwards. So we're going to do ours. Our goal in 4 weeks is that we have a better way of reacting to each other. Now, it's not going to be the complete thing, but so in 4 weeks, we're going to make sure that on our daily communication with each other, we won't have more than 3 unwanted reactions. So we're going to start 4 weeks. By week 4, we should have no more than 3 daily unwanted reactions. And then, so if that's your goal, you're going to work backwards.
So now that you know what your 4th week goal is, now you work backwards. Week 1, you go in for the easy, for sure wins. What can you do every day or once a week or weekly to accomplish your 4-week goal? So for us, it's limit the amount of bad reactions. Well, I think I should start with maybe saying thank you for every time something is done. Thank you for handing me this. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And that kind of frees me up to be more receptive and open when other things come about. So now that we have a plan and a set goal, then you have your 4-week goal, then you work backwards to your 3rd week, 2nd week, and then 1st week. And at the 1st week, what you do, you come up with some for sure wins, the easy low-hanging fruit that you can grab. So whatever it is in that's within your goal set, you go for the easy ones because you want to be able to accomplish some things right away.
You want to have some for sure wins for success, because if you're right off the back setting something too high that it's hard and it's going to require you to do a big change, then you're setting yourself up for failure. So what we would recommend is that your week 1, make it something that's easy, attainable, that requires not a whole lot of change, but some conscious effort in what you're trying to attain.
Yeah, don't try to do a 180 in a week, all right? Go a little smaller degrees, 10% or something like that.
That way, each person is conscious of what they need to do, and they're slowly working within themselves while working in the marriage. So you're working on yourself, and you're working and you're conscious and you're intentional of what it is that you guys are trying to accomplish together to make your marriage better.
So after you have your 4-week goal, now remember, we're stretching this out. This is a year-long goal. This is 12 months. So we're just breaking it down in small chunks so you can get to the bigger things. And as you move and progress along the year and in the months, you can tackle bigger bigger goals.
You can dismantle it easier.
Yes.
So you don't eat a hamburger by just swallowing the whole thing.
So you're laying the foundation for a better relationship.
Right. So you're going to stack your house on a firm foundation instead of in the sand, as they say. And while you're setting those goals, make sure that these goals, that you're both contributing to them. It's not one person.
These are your goals. So both of you all have an important part to play in it. So this is just not one-sided.
Nothing that you do in marriage should be, and actually, if you're trying to enhance, better, or create the marriage that you both want, nothing should be one-sided. One person should not be carrying all the weight or making all the preparations.
Marriage is a partnership. So you guys must work together for that one common goal.
To make it work. So when you're doing that, what we would suggest, what Jason and I have done, is that we set one day during the week the end of the week so that we can come together and evaluate how well we've done during that week.
You got to have a recap. You have to have that communication. So here's communication. You come together, you do a recap of how well, what worked and what didn't work.
And what you need to adjust. So even though you've set goals for the next 4 weeks, depending on what your results are at the end of week one, you can either move on to your second objective.
Or just stay where you're at and clean up where you're at.
Where you may have missed the mark.
Yes.
You want to talk about what you could have done better or didn't do as well, or make the decision together whether, okay, we definitely knocked this one out the park. Like we said, make sure your first ones are easy.
And then that way you can decide on, is it time to move on or do we need to revisit this again?
Right.
Right. Now, again, you may be ahead of schedule. You may be able to knock out week one and two all at one time. Who knows? Everybody's plan is different. Every individual's plan is different.
Woohoo, cha-ching. We knocked out two in one. So let's now reevaluate, readjust, and set some new ones.
Because somewhere along the line, it's going to get a little bit more difficult as you go down. So
absolutely.
Go ahead and get those for sure wins and build some momentum under your feet and get ready to conquer the bigger ones.
The next thing that we did was we created a vision board. And I have several vision boards. I have one for my personal life, one for my business, one for love. I mean, I just don't do one because there's so many areas in our lives that we want to enhance and better. We created a vision board that we both participated in creating.
Create a vision board for your goals. The ones that you set, now you need to put it in vision form. You have to be able to lay eyes on this daily to help you to stay focused on where you're going with your goals. Your goals must stay front of mind at all times.
You and your spouse in the house, or you and your mate in the house, then you can put it anywhere. But if you have a lot of traffic going in and out, or you want to keep it personal, then we would recommend that you hang it in your room, in your bedroom, that way, or in your bathroom, if you have a separate bathroom. That way you can see it every day. Now, be mindful. It's going to become apparent to you in the beginning, but then there's going to come a time where it's there and you know it's there, so you just kind of overlook it. So you have to be intentional in reading it, looking at it, studying it every single day.
And that takes practice, especially if it's something new to you. You'll start out doing that, and then like Tina said, you'll just walk past it and it just blends in with the wall. What you want to do is you want to stop or set an alarm or a timer or whatever on a particular date and time and say, this is the time that I'm going to take out to study my goals.
When they're up front and personal and they're right there in your face, then you're not just looking at it to look at it. You're looking at it to say, hey, this is what we are working towards. And am I doing my part in what I promised I would do?
You have to do your work individually, so when you guys come together, it makes for a stronger marriage. So yes, it's a common goal, but you have an individual part that you play that you have to bring your A game to the table, as well as your mate.
So with us, if Jason and I are working on reaction, I know that I must read our board every single day, and I must look at the things that we said we need to work on the first 4 weeks. So our first week, I'm focusing on that. And I know that in order to not react so suddenly, when he does something that I don't agree with, and my first reaction is to, you know, go overboard with it, you know,
react.
So my first reaction may not be the way that I want it to be all the time. And I'm the first to admit I am like that. I think I'm a little hot-headed. I don't know. I try not to be, but, you know.
That's okay. I still love you anyway.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. So, but when I'm reading it, I know, Tina, in order to do this, you have to do this. So I'm not looking for him to tell me what I need to do. I know in order for this to be successful, in order for us to get this win on the first week, this is what I need to do.
Your goals are going to take you outside of your marriage. It's going to take you outside of the house. And what do I mean by that? What I mean is, if I'm working on reaction, I'm not only working on reaction with my wife, I'm working on my reactions, period. total with everyone, with every interaction, with every relationship I have, because you cannot interact with certain people in your life a certain way and then come home and think you can react the way that you had promised and you set in your goals. So with this particular goal for us, my reaction goes outside of the house. So again, like I said, you have to become a better you. And once you become a better you, you become a better mate.
Or sometimes, I'm glad you said that, because sometimes if you're in a stressful position, you tend to react a certain way at work and you hold it up, like you react certain ways, and then you come home and you just let it boil over. You do the same thing. And
so you're saying you say all the things to your mate that you just really can't say at work?
Absolutely. And okay, somebody in the room does that. I'm not going to say any names. And so,
I'm not going to say any names either.
And it's a male. So just to get that clear. So, you know, everyone wants to believe that he's this nice guy. And he is. He is. But he also...
know how to act in public.
No. You want to be nice to the people you don't need to be nice to. And then you may come home and react to me in a very negative way, which has nothing to do with me. And so since we're working on reaction, I know that he has received that in such a loving manner, right?
True. I have.
Great. Yeah. Okay.
So, no issues on my part.
So that's what he means by we can't just limit what we're working on to just our marriage. Because if, as he said, if we're working on a better us, that means us inside the house, outside the house, dealing with us, dealing with others, because it all ties in together. It's ultimately you're changing you so that everything that you do is the way that you want to do it.
Right. So your together goals is really your individual goal to become a better person. So that, if that makes sense.
Now, to go further, on your vision board, some people like to cut out pictures, and I don't know, pictures are fine, but I like to write. I like to actually specifically write down what it is that I'm trying to accomplish. And why do I do that? Because even though my mind, I can cut out a nice little picture and it shows happiness, but it's not telling me what I need to do to create happiness. So there's several different ways that different, you know, that people respond to different things. But for me, I know that writing down specifically what it is that we are trying to accomplish helps me to attain those goals.
And I'm more of a picture person. I like pictures and visual aids for me to look at. I like pictures and visual aids to help me. A little caption under the picture makes me focus more on what the words are saying.
So we have young adults. One of the things that they did this year for their goal is that they wrote them on their mirrors. So we all look in the mirror every morning to either brush our teeth or comb our hair or whatever. So what they did is they took a marker and they actually wrote out their goals on their mirror.
That's not a bad place. I mean, we've done that for years, but we've done it in sticky notes and 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper and taped them up on the mirror and looked at them. But yeah, I mean, if you're committed to your goals and you know that these are the goals that you really want to obtain, then if you put them on the mirror, you know, every morning you are totally focused on those goals and trying to obtain them.
So you make sure that you make the conscious decision. Hey, when we get up in the morning or whenever I'm in the mirror and I'm brushing my teeth or whatever, I'm going to look over and I'm going to read everything that we said we need to work on to keep it in the forefront of my mind, because this is what my objective is. And if I'm not focused or sure of what it is I need to do every single day, then it will become slacked.
Right. Because if I don't get a win, it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, we tried it. We tried it. We tried it. And then like we did before, after I was like, man, this is kind of hard. We can move on to something else. Again, the universe doesn't make a mistake. This is what we picked. This is what we're committed to. So we have to continue to make it work and work on it.
And don't forget that there's no right way or wrong way or one way. Every week you have to readjust. And if that means that you have to readjust what you thought was going to be easy and make it something easier, because We don't know. We've never traveled down this road before. So therefore, we have to readjust, and it's okay to readjust. Don't think that, okay, just because we set this, that this is exactly what we have to do. If you find yourself not being able to come to an agreement that, okay, we successfully accomplished this goal this week, then just alter it. Don't forget that every goal can be altered. There's nothing etched in stone, because we're ever evolving, we're ever changing. And that way we give ourselves a chance to win. We give our relationship a chance to win. We give ourselves a chance to communicate, work on those things that we need to work on together.
Also, when you're talking about your weekly when you're having your weekly communications, keep an open mind. Don't come in and saying that this is how it should have gone, and this is the way that I had planned for it to be, and we didn't hit our goals. Let's keep it open. Whether you fell short of your particular goal, take whatever win you can from your shortcoming.
And don't point fingers. I can't say that enough. Don't say, okay, well, we didn't do this because you didn't do that, or I reacted to this because you reacted that way. Take more of a personal approach where, okay, I know I could have done this better, or I know that I didn't do this. So start with yourself, because the change begins with you. You're not trying to change your partner. You're trying to change your marriage. And the only way to change that is to start with you and the way you do things in your marriage.
Then after you go through all that, then you can say, maybe I need to realign my goals. As we're moving forward and we're conquering or falling short, realign, readjust. As you're building the car, you might have to make some adjustments. This is how I plan for it to go. This is the way that we said our 4-week goal was going to go, and it's not going that way. Pivot and move in a different direction with the 4-week goal still in mind.
Now, I know we said this before, but I'm going to say it again. It is vitally important that both partners participate in this. A marriage is not built on one individual.
Right. One person can't save it. You can do your part, but it's a partnership.
And in order for this to work, if you and your mate truly want a better marriage, then you have to be, one, intentional, and two, you have to want to do it together. So you have to make sure that you're both putting in the effort to make the change.
Is it going to be easy? Absolutely not. You're going to have to put in some work to make your goals come true. In order to have the happy relationship, strong relationship that you want, you have to put in some work. And now that you pointed out some areas where you actually need work, it's going to come up more and more how much work you really need to actually accomplish that goal.
And there may be some arguments, and that's okay as long as you're working through them. Arguments are fine as long as they're healthy arguments, which mean that you actually take something from it. If we're arguing over the fact that I overreacted, but I'm on the defense that no, I didn't overreact, you did the wrong thing. So arguing is going to be a big part, because remember, this is an area that you're working on.
You're shining a spotlight on a particular issue that's been festering in your relationship for however long.
Exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with a little conflict. That's how most things are resolved, through conflict. Now, don't let the conflict get out of control, but you're going to have disagreements and a little conflict, and that's your opportunity to grow.
Absolutely. So if you find yourself arguing more over what you guys have set as a goal, then that's just showing you how much more work you need to put into it. So another thing is, I would recommend that not only, you know, like we said, don't start with something hard. Don't work on that one area in your relationship that you know is a very sensitive area. Take the time to work on something a little bit easier and then work your way up. Like we said, you want to build a foundation. You don't want to start tearing the house down before it's even built.
I can start with reaction by just saying thank you for every time that, you know, Tina may hand something to me, or we do something, just something real slight. She hand me a pot as I'm cooking and say, here, well, thank you. You start with something small. But if you go in trying to get that ultimate win that you've been wanting for years based on this particular goal, I feel that you're setting yourself up for failure. go for the for sure wins, small things, and build up to that. Within the 12 months, I do believe that you'll be able to overcome all of those other obstacles to be able to conquer that major goal that you wanted to get in the very beginning.
So as we said, you remember we both put in two areas of our relationship that we needed to work on, which means that there's other areas, but we did not put in areas that we know that is going to require us to do a lot of work, a lot of arguing, or something that we just can't agree on right now. There's areas in every marriage where maybe you don't agree or see eye to eye 100%. We would recommend you stay away from those areas initially. Work on the area that you need to work on that may be a smaller challenge.
And celebrate the small wins. I mean, whenever you have a win, maybe you do something. When we were raising kids and the kids were small, if they brought home 100 or A+, hey, we had some ice cream.
We did a celebration. So
every single time.
So what we would say is so the next thing is that celebrate your success. If that means instead of cooking dinner, going out for a date night, or hey, tonight we're not going to clean, we're going to throw our feet up and relax. Or if that means going out for a together massage or whatever it is that you feel that you can do that you normally don't do, we would definitely recommend, no matter how small it is, celebrate the wins.
Yeah, but make sure it's together.
Absolutely. Right.
So we want to celebrate those wins together. You don't get to hang out with the boys because you did
hey,
did
we got a win.
Reaction. Yeah, we got a win. I'm going to take this win. I'm going to go over here.
So yeah. everything is done together. So when you are celebrating your win, make sure that you know what you're celebrating. So go to that vision board or whatever you have written on your mirror or wrote down and stuck it on your refrigerator, whatever, wherever you put it, put a big fat check mark over it and say completed or accomplished or succeeded. Write something so that you can see your progress.
And continue to add to the board. This board is a vision board. As you accomplish things, you can take the things off that you accomplish. But then you move to the next level.
It's sort of like driving in a car. I can only see so far. And the more I drive, the more I can see. So therefore, I may see a McDonald's a block away. But then once I get up to that McDonald's, now I can see a store that's further along. So that's how your vision board is. Your vision is as you get closer and closer. And then once you hit it, you are actually adding more visions to your board. That way you're keeping on this road and you know exactly where you're headed.
And that's how you start to get your goals going for the year, your relationship goals, your relationship resolutions. So you set yourself up for success. And how do you do that? We're going to go ahead and recap it so we can kind of tell you how to go ahead and set it up for success. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with your mate.
So we know that most couples do not set relationship goals together. And we say that in the sense that we know that in relationships you say, okay, we want to accomplish this year. So let's say, you know, we need to earn more money or we want to buy a house or we want to buy a new car. This is kind of different because those kind of goals are kind of what you both want and need, but it's not really working on the relationship. So this relationship, this New Year's resolution for couples is a resolution that you're working on your relationship and what you need to focus on to make your relationship better and stronger.
The next step is, so now that you set it, now you have to work backwards.
Which means that you're going to set a 4-week goal. It's not your ultimate goal, but it's a smaller goal to the ultimate one, but it's going to be set for 4 weeks. And then you're going to do what your 3-week goal is, what your 2-week goal is, what your 1-week goal is. And every week you're going to come together and discuss, did we hit it? Did we not hit it? You know, what we need to do to readjust or how do we need to readjust? If we hit it, then I think we need to readjust week 2 to say this. So you're actually coming together and working and getting feedback from both people, from both of you all as to whether or not you have succeeded in your first, goal. And remember, make it easy.
Make it easy. Why do they need to make it easy? Because you need some for sure wins. You need to get something. You need to set a good, strong foundation. And how you do that? By accomplishing something.
You want to start out with some wins under your belt. It's sort of like, you ever see when they let little kids play games and it's like, okay, drop the ball in the bucket and the bucket is right there by your feet? Like, there's no way you're going to miss it. That's what we mean. You want to set some goals that are for sure wins.
The next step is building out that vision board.
So now that you have set your goals and the ultimate one, and then you've worked backwards, you're going to sit down together and you're going to create a vision board specifically for this goal. The goal, this one area in your relationship that you want to enhance and make better. Now, if you want to do other vision boards, that's fine. But we're going to create one vision board specifically for this task.
I know some of you probably journal. And if so, this is a little different. You can still, you know, you journal and you put things in your journal, but that's more private. This is something that you and your partner can share, the vision board. So, yes, you can journal on it. And also, you can have a vision of it on your vision board.
Also, don't forget that you have to put it in a place where you both can see it every day. Every day you want to be able to read what you have put on your board. Every week you want to see where you have checked off your first week and you have accomplished it, and now you're working on your second week. This is something that you have to see and read every single day to make sure that it is, you're aware, you're conscious of it, you're working on it, you're doing the individual work as well as the together work. So you want to make sure that you are staying focused on what it is you all need to do. You're not deviating and you're not forgetting about it and you're not putting it on the back burner like you have in the past. This is what we want to do because this is how we want our marriage to be.
The next one is weekly communication. Now, with weekly communication, we're going to sit down and have a conversation about what worked, what might not, what we fell short on, and what we can take from it. What lessons did we learn? What worked? Yes, we can do more of that to move on to the next week. What didn't work? Where we can improve on what didn't work. Now, this is where you just have to be open and honest about your shortcomings.
Right. So I was just getting ready to say that. So again, we're not finger pointing. If my mate may have, you know, kept slipping back into the old realm of doing things, I'm not going to punish him for it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that he is aware of it by himself. It's not my place to point out what he did wrong, how many times he did it wrong, why we didn't accomplish it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on me. And I'm going to say, okay, I know that we may have accomplished this, but I feel as though I need more work in this area. So is it okay if we spend another week working on this so that I can have a good foundation in moving forward?
Realigning or readjusting your goals. So you have in your mind, or you have written down, how your goals were supposed to play out. Life isn't like that. You have to readjust when things happen. No finger pointing, as we said. It's just that as things come up, we need to pivot. And we pivot in a certain direction. So we know what worked, what didn't work, you know, what wins we've taken from, you know, previous weeks. And we say, hey, you know what? We further along than where we should be or what we had planned. We may need to pivot over here because we're struggling more in this area.
So don't forget, you want to start off the first 2 or 3 weeks, that actually maybe even the first 4 weeks with that ultimate goal at the end. Maybe we can do baby steps, and each one is something that may seem extremely easy. But sometimes we get, you know, things that may seem easy at first may be a little bit more difficult, but we do want to make sure they are for sure wins. So even in readjusting, even after you have sat down and came up with the goal and created the vision board and have written it on your mirror, you know, it's okay to maybe put another something on top of it and layer it so that you can actually get to the one that you were trying to get to initially.
Your vision board is never going to be empty. You're going to constantly add to it as you progress along. And remember, we're saying 4 weeks. We're starting with 4 weeks just to get you started. This is a 12-month goal. This is a 12-month series that you're going to have to work through. So, yeah, if you struggle in the beginning, don't worry about it. Stay in it for the long haul.
With the realignment, if you see a huge improvement in this particular area in your marriage, and you want to fast forward it a little bit, or maybe you feel as though, hey, we're actually knocking this out quicker than we thought, and we have moved to a bigger place in our marriage that we have actually accomplished something that would have taken us 6 months, we would recommend that you keep working on it and you get to a point in that area where that area is a building block for the next area that you need to work on. So as you're getting closer to attaining your vision, you're actually starting to pull in and bring in other areas that you need to do and work on that can coincide with that particular one.
So remember, as you shine a spotlight on these areas in your life that you've already acknowledged that you need help in, it's going to intensify. So just be ready and understand, yeah, it's going to probably get a little bit more rockier than it is because we're actually shining the spotlight on a particular area. So just be ready for that.
And if it was easy, you would have already accomplished it.
It wouldn't be on your list anyway.
Absolutely. So we know that it's going to create some turmoil. It's going to create some bumps in the road. And that's the whole point of it. We can't get better if we're not handling the things that we need to handle. If we're not discussing and doing and working on our marriage and the areas we need to work on, how do we ever expect them to get better?
We can't. We cannot expect for it to get better.
As you progress, what we would like for you all to do is communicate back with us. Let us know how you're coming along. What have been your challenges and what have been your successes? What have you celebrated? How did you celebrate your wins? As you celebrate your successes, let us know. We're going to constantly post our success as we make our successes and check them off and as we progress. So we want to know what you're doing, what areas you have worked on, and how it can better and help other couples that maybe it's an area in their life or in their relationship that they didn't know how to approach or how to start working on.
As you're moving through your goals, hey, tag us on social media. I mean, you have us on Facebook at Legendary Relationship and on Instagram
at Legendary Relationship. So you can also go onto our website at www.legendaryrelationship.com and you can go to the podcast and leave messages there. We're available on all social media. Just remember to tag us, let us know, send some posts out, write some comments, and just share with us as you go along or if you have any questions.
So this wraps up another episode of Love and Beyond the I Do podcast. We appreciate you for listening and joining us as we go on this journey. And best of luck to you as you conquer your goals in 2020. And remember,
we're in it to win it.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Lovin' Beyond the I Do podcast. Head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave a review. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Legendary Relationship or visit our website at legendaryrelationship.com. Till next time, remember to make every day count.